with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Department of Health and Human Services finds patients are being taken for organ retrieval while still alive. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
On Monday, the Department of Health and Human Services announced a major push to reform the U.S. organ procurement and transplantation system. The announcement was prompted by a Health Resources and Services Administration investigation that uncovered multiple examples of patients who were not dead when they were taken for organ procurement. The HRSA investigation revealed that out of 350 cases studied, 103 were found to have problems. They discovered 73 patients who were authorized for organ procurement despite having neurological signs incompatible with organ donation. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern confirm they're in advanced merger talks. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The merger would create a single U.S. railroad with service from the east to the west coast. However, there's widespread debate over whether the merger would be approved by the STB. To be approved, any major rail merger must show it will enhance competition and serve the public interest. One railroad analyst says big shippers like Amazon, Dow, and U.S. Steel, who use massive amounts of freight capacity, will likely weigh in with regulators and will have a lot of say in whether the merger is approved. I'm Mike Hempen.
Justice Department officials met with Ghislaine Maxwell, the imprisoned former girlfriend of financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The meeting is part of a Justice Department effort to cast itself as transparent following backlash from parts of President Trump's base over an earlier refusal to release additional Epstein records. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 316 points, the Nasdaq rose 38, the S&P advanced 4. This is SRN News. A pastor loses his job over pronouns. SRN's Michael Harrington has this story.
Luke Ash leads the Stevensdale Baptist Church in Louisiana, but like a lot of clergymen, he has to have another job to make ends meet. He has been working as a computer technician at the East Baton Rouge Public Library, but when he refused to use a transgender co-worker's preferred pronouns, he was fired. The move has sparked outrage all across the state, with Republican Governor Jeff Landry decrying the library's actions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Officials in some states are taking aim at higher education, seeking to make state-supported schools less hostile to conservatives and Christians. Indiana, Florida, Ohio, Texas, Iowa, and Idaho have increasingly focused on university governance, rules for who picks university presidents and boards, and how much control they exert over curriculums and faculty tenure. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Gains for several big tech companies helped nudge U.S. stocks to more records, even as most stocks in the market fell. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% to another all-time high. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.2%, adding to its record. The Dow fell 0.7%. Alphabet climbed after the company behind Google and YouTube delivered a fatter profit than analysts expected. Tesla sank on worries about how much damage its brand has taken because of Elon Musk's foray into politics. Chemical company Dow tanked after reporting a far bigger loss than expected and cutting its dividend. The Dow was down 316 points. To close at 44,693. The Nasdaq gained 38 to 21,057. The S&P 500 added 4 to 6,363. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.